分听约翰一书第二章十五节到十七节。不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。我们求神祝福他自己的话。May God bless his own word. Today we are very happy. We have our Mr.Ed Choi to present a message to us. The topic of today's sermon is knowing and doing the will of God. 今天我们很高兴由我们的这个蔡弟兄来跟我们分享神的话。今天主要正道的题目是认识和遵行神的旨意。我们把时间交给蔡弟兄。
Thank you, David.
谢谢建文弟兄。
Good morning.
早安。
We have come to a church this morning.
我们来到教会了。
Most of you realize that, but some are still waking up to that reality.
你们还在睡觉，或者是你们知道了。
What kind of people gather in a church?
什么人才会来教会呢？
Help me out.
来吧，说吧。
What kind of people gather together in a church?
什么人才会来教会里面聚集？
Christians.
基督徒是吗？
At least in this kind of church.
至少是在我们的教会是这样的。
But how would you know if a person genuinely had a relationship with God?
但你怎么样知道这个人真正的有跟神有一个真正的关系呢？
And how would you know if a person did not have a relationship with God?
那你怎么知道有一个人不是跟神有一个真正的关系的呢？
I didn't know that Anita was going to be leading us in that last song, but that's really the answer.
他不知道我选的那个歌，就是他们就知道我们是基督徒，是因着我们的爱。
I'll steal a phrase from my dear brother Clarence.
我要跟讲 我们的 brother 这个Clarence 弟兄的一句话。
It's all about love.
他说都是因为爱。
Now the Apostle John was one of the closest men who ever walked with Jesus on earth.
使徒保约翰他是跟主耶稣有最亲密的关系的一个使徒。
He's known as the Apostle.Of love.
他是爱的门徒。
Now he's going to tell us this morning that the core difference between a person who has a relationship with God and a person who doesn't have a relationship with God is the object of that person's love.
他是说一个真正与神有关系的人跟一个没有真正关系的人，他那个不同的地方就是他所爱的东西是什么。
So please turn with me.To the book of 1 John.
我们一起来看约翰一书。
Chapter 2. It's almost at the end.
第二章就是差不多在你的圣经最后面的地方。
Take a left at Revelation.
就是在那个启示录前面。
This morning, let's allow the Word of God to penetrate our hearts.
我们让神的话来刺透我们的心。
And to evaluate the object of our love.
我们再一次来思想我们所爱的是什么。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we open our lives and our hearts to you this morning.
父神，我们向你敞开我们的生命跟我们的心。
By the Spirit of God, please take the Word of God.
主啊，真是让你的话语来到我们当中。
Speak to our hearts.
向我们说话。
And change us.
改变我们。
Help us to respond in a way that glorifies you the way you have created us to live.
主啊，你创造我们，真是让我们能够真的用这种的回应来荣耀你。
Amen.
Amen.
Here is John's main point.
这个就是约翰他的重点。
Look at verse 15.
我们来看十五节。
Do not love the world nor the things in the world.
不要爱世界 也不要爱世界上的事。
That's the main point.
这个就是重点了。
But why not? Why not love the world?
那为什么不要爱这个世界呢？
Oh man.Oh, sorry. There we go. Some of you just woke up.
那你刚醒来。
I don't know about you, but there's some things in the world that I kind of like.
我不知道你，但是这个世界上有一些东西我是蛮喜爱的。
Especially this time of year.
尤其是这个季节的时候。
I would love a big TV.
我很喜欢有一个大大的电视。
One of those nice flat screen plasma, maybe 60-inch.
那种，但差不多六十寸的这么大的。
Nice surround sound stereo.
然后有立体的声音的。
Because you know what starts next Sunday night, right?
你知道下个礼拜天晚上要开始了什么？
Preseason football.
这是这个足球赛的预赛要开始了。
So if you have one of those nice 60-inch TVs, you can invite me over next Sunday and we'll enjoy some of the things of the world.
那假如你有这个大电视的话，你可以请我来你家一起看。
So John, why not get all we can out of this world?
那约翰说，那你这么喜爱这个世界上的这些东西。
Before we're stuck in heaven forever.
那我们来享受一下，直到我们上天堂吧。
Why should we not love the world?
为什么不要爱世界呢？
First, notice that John says, if anyone loves the world,
这约翰说，假如你爱世界的话，
the love of the Father is not in him.
爱父的心就不在你里面了。
We can't love the world and God at the same time.
我们不能同时的爱神又爱世界。
Love of the world pushes out God.
我们爱世界的心会把我们爱神的心弄开。
But love for God pushes out the world.
但是爱神的时候，我们爱世界的心就会离开我们。
But John clearly says they can't coexist.
但是约翰说不能同时有的。
Now, by the way, love can be defined simply this way.
爱的定义是可以这样说。
I love my wife.
我爱我的太太。
When I first met Laura, I had some fuzzy feelings.
我一看到她，我就心里面很感动。
When I asked her to marry me, we started holding hands.That felt real tingly inside.
那我叫他求婚的时候，牵着他的手，我的心里面真是充满了爱。
Now we've only been married 5 years, but most of those feelings usually are gone.
那我们已经结婚5年了，这种感觉有时候都没有了。
Especially right after having a baby.
尤其是有了第一个小孩以后。
But when I left her this morning, I said, I call her babe.
那这今天早上我说我宝贝。
I said, babe, I love you.
我爱你。
What I meant when I said that was, I am committed to you.
我对你已经委身了。
I'm more committed to you than any other woman.
我向你委身，我没有向别的女人委身。
So when John says, "Do not love the world,"
所以约翰说不要爱世界。
He's speaking of commitment.
他是说我们向神委身。
Jesus said it like this in Matthew 6.
在马太第六章，主耶稣这样说。
Matthew 6, verse 24. I'll read it for you, and Anita will help.
马太福音第
Matthew 6:24. I'll read it in English and Anita will read it in Chinese. Jesus said, No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve two masters.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是护这个爱那个，或是重这个轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
The reason that love for the world pushes out God is this.
爱世界的心会让我们不爱神，是因为这样。
John said it very clearly. All that is in the world,
The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father, but it's from the world.
因为凡世界上的事，这像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
But what is the world?
那从世界来是什么意思呢？
I asked the kids this morning, and one said it's the earth.
我问小朋友，他们就说这是这个地球啊。
That's not what John's talking about here.
那约翰不是讲这个地球。
Verse 16 says that three things characterize it. Verse 16 of chapter 2 in 1 John.
就是约翰一书第二章第十六节有三件事。
He says the world is characterized by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。
Now let's work backwards. Pride of life.
我们反过来讲，这个今生的骄傲。
Life here does not refer to the state of being.
不是说我们这个生命气息。
Rather, it means the things in the world that make life possible, the physical things that make life possible.
就是这个物质的东西，就是在我们生活的周围的东西。
In chapter 3:17, the same world is translated goods.
在第三章，这个世界也是财物的意思。
John said, but whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him?
第三章十七节说，凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜取的心，爱神的心怎能住在他里面呢？
If my neighbor comes to me and has some things that I have, let's say food,
那假如我的邻居来，他说，我希望有一些东西，就好像食物。
And I said, no, I'm sorry, brother, I'm not willing to share.
那我说不行啊，我没有食物分给你。
God says the love of God does not live in me.
那圣经就说，你爱神的心就不在你里面了。
Wow, we need to think about the things that we have, don't we?
我们需要想我们所拥有的东西。
John says that the world is characterized by the boasting of the things that we have.
这里说这个世界就是我们夸口我们拥有的东西。
So the phrase pride of life means pride in the things that we have. It's not that the things are wrong.
我们这个今生的骄傲就是说我们很夸口我们所拥有的东西。
So we can see how these three descriptions,
所以这三个的描写
of the world relate to each other.
对于世界的，他们是彼此都有关联的。
The first two, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, refer to desires for the things that we don't have.
头两个就是肉体的情欲跟眼目的情欲，就是我们所渴慕得到我们没有的东西。
And the pride of life refers to the pride, the boasting in the things that we already do have.
就是今生的骄傲，就是我们很引以为荣我们所拥有的东西。
The world is driven by these two things.
这个世界的两个动力就是在这里。
A passion for pleasure.
很想追求这个享受。
Think about in 1 week how many images you see and the things that you hear that the world says you gotta have.
想想在一个礼拜里面你所看到的影像都是告诉你我需要得到这些东西。
Buy this and you'll be happy.
来买这个你就会快乐。
Wear these clothes and people will accept you.
你穿这种衣服人家就会接纳你。
Speak to people in a certain way and you'll be accepted.
你这样讲话人家就会接受你。
Those are the things of the world.
这就是世界上的事情。
The passion for pleasure.
就是追求这个要得到享受。
And the pride in possessions.
还有我们所得到的骄傲因为我们所拥有的东西。
This is best illustrated around Christmas time.
尤其在圣诞节的时候。
I don't know about many of you, but During Christmas time, when I was a kid, I would get some gifts.
那我小的时候，就圣诞节我就会得到一些礼物。
And then what's the first thing I do with those gifts?
我第一件事是怎么样啊？
Hey, look what I got! Look what I got! Look what I got!
看我得到什么？看我得到什么
？What did you get?
你拿了什么？
I share with the kids this morning that I usually don't get toys anymore.
那我跟小朋友说，我没有拿到玩具了。
But you know, in January, what I got for Christmas.
你知道一月的时候，我得到在圣诞的时候得到什么
？See those nice creases in my shirt?
你看到我这里叠起来的一个这个我的衬衫吗
？You know the in-laws. They don't buy me toys. They buy me, you know, a new shirt.
他买给我的我太太的父母，他们买给我这个好的衬衫。
So next January, make sure that you hold me accountable for not boasting in the new things that I just received.
那明年一月的时候，你让我不要在你面前夸口说我得到什么什么什么。
Now here, John describes the passion for pleasure in two different ways.
那约翰他在这里就讲到我们这种追求享受，我们是怎么样来追求呢
？Physical and aesthetic.
我们有时候是在我们的肉体上的，有时候是精神上的。
There's the lust of the flesh.
这是肉体的情欲。
The bodily pleasures.
我们肉身所享受的欢乐。
And there's the lust of the eyes.
或者是我们眼目的情欲。
The aesthetic and the intellectual pleasures.
或者是美感的，或者是我们的头脑上面的。
All of these things that we don't have.
一切我们没有的东西。
That we want.
但是我们想得到。
There's the lust for hard rock music.
或者是我们喜欢摇滚音乐。
There's also a lust for soothing classical music.
或者是我们很喜欢古典的音乐。
There's the lust for pornography.
我们很喜欢看这个色情的报刊。
But there also can be a lust for Picasso.
或者是我们很喜欢名画，是毕加索的名画。
The book of 1 John ends with this ringing command.
在约翰一书最后的时候，他讲这样的话。
Little children, keep yourselves from idols.
你们要逃避偶像。
Whether they are crude,
或者是普通的东西。
Or whether they are cultured.
或者是很有文化的东西。
John says, keep yourselves from those things.
约翰说，避免这些偶像。
Anything in this world that is not God can rob your heart.
凡是不是从神来的，都能够来侵占你们的心。
From the love of God.
你们就没有爱神的心了。
Anything in this world that is not God Himself.
凡是这个世界上的东西不是神的话，
has the potential to rob us.
都有可能夺去
from the love of God.
我们爱神的心。
If you don't have it.
假如你没有的话，
it can fill you with a passion to get it.
你就很想去得到。
If you get it,
假如你拥有的话，
you can be filled with pride that you've got it.
那你就很骄傲。
But what do we have that has not been given by the grace of God?
但是凡是我们所有的，难道不都不是从神来的吗？
I'm not going to read it, but in 1 Corinthians 4:7, Paul said, "Everything that you have has been given by the grace of God."
哥林多前书第四章第七节说，凡你所得到的都是从神而来的。
Now John could have rested his case right here and said, "Don't love the world because the love of the world." Is not of the Father.
那保约翰就可以讲完了。他说：“你不要爱世界，因为爱世界的不是从神来的。”
But John adds two more incentives why we ought not to love the world.
但是他再加了两点来告诉我们。
Look at verse 17.
在十七节说。
John said, "The world is passing away, and all of its lusts."
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
Now, I tried to explain this to the kids this morning, but it was a little hard to explain.
今天早上在儿童崇拜，我本来要告诉小朋友这一 这一节的意思，可是有一点困难。
They have a hard time understanding the stock market.
他们不明白这个股票市场。
But most of you are sophisticated, and you would know that you wouldn't buy stock in a company if you knew it was going to go bankrupt.
那你不会买那个公司要破产的股票。
We must realize that the whole world is going bankrupt.
你知道世界都会有一天要过去。
The whole world system and the physical world is passing away.
整个世界都要慢慢的过去。
To set our hearts on it, it's like going outside. No, now if you would do this, please tell me before you do it. But none of you would go outside and start throwing your money into the wind.
那你不会跑出去把所有你的钱都这样这样散出去。
But tell me if you're going to do it.
但是你做的话，你请你告诉我。
But that's what loving this world is like.
所以我们爱世界就是这样了。
One moment we have it, and the next moment it's gone.
我们今天拥有的，明天就完全没有了。
However, notice the next statement.
我们再看下一句。
Listen very carefully to this.
我们小心听。
But the one who does the will of God lives forever.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The world is passing away.
世界要过去。
But the one who does the will of God will live forever.
遵行神旨意的人必得永生。
Wow. Jesus said it like this, If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
主耶稣说，你若爱我，你就遵行我的命令。
Notice over in 1 John 5, verse 3.
在第五章，就是约翰一书第五章第三节。
You'd have to imagine John remembering Jesus saying that.
约翰他记得主耶稣曾这样说。
He says, For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments.
我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了。
Do you love God?
你爱神吗？
Do you keep his commandments?
你有遵守他的诫命吗？
Notice what John says.
你看约翰怎么样说。
And his commandments are not burdensome.
他说他的诫命并不难遵守的。
So certainly he's not talking about the Ten Commandments here.
他这里不是讲这个十诫吗？
One commandment.
这是一个诫命。
Love God by loving people.
就是爱神如同也是爱人。
That's it.
就是这样。
If you love God,
假如你爱神,
you will love what he wills.
你就会爱他的旨意,
what he desires.
他所希望的。
It is empty to say that I love God, but I don't love what he loves.
我们是空口讲白话, 假如我们说爱神却又不爱他所爱的。
And every one of us, myself included, has been a hypocrite in this area.
我们每一个人包括我自己都是一个假冒为善的人。
I say I love my wife.
我说我很爱我的妻子。
But sometimes I just don't think about her first.
有时候我却不把她放第一。
I say I'm a devoted parent. I'm going to raise my kids to love God.
我说我是一个很好的爸爸，我要把我的小孩养大来爱神。
And then there's a moment when I just want to do what I want to do, and if I can just give my son whatever he wants to let him be quiet.
那有时候我就要专心做我自己的事，我的儿子我就让他怎么样都好了。
But in my heart,
但是在我的心里面，
I want what God wants.
我要神所要的。
When I fall short,
当我跌倒的时候。
That's an opportunity for God to give me His grace.
神的恩典就临到我。
And it's an opportunity for you to receive His grace too.
也是让你有一个机会来接受神的恩典。
But do you want what God wants?
你是不是要神所要的呢？
The world is passing away.
这个世界要过去。
But he who does the will of God will live forever.
凡遵行神旨意的人必永远长存。
So here are the three incentives for not loving the world.
这三点让我们真是鼓励我们不要爱这个世界。
First, if you love the world, you don't love God.
第一就是你爱世界，你爱父的心就没有在你里面了。
Secondly, if you love the world, you will perish with the world.
第二就是假如你爱世界的话，你必会跟世界一起灭亡。
But if you love God instead of the world, you will live forever.
但是假如你爱神的话，你就会永远长存。
Now remember the definition of love.
记得爱的定义。
Commitment.
就是我们委身。
Sometimes I find myself wanting things in the world more than I want the things of God.
有时候我好像爱世界上的东西多过我爱神的东西。
But that doesn't mean I'm going to perish with the world.
但是我不是要跟世界灭亡。
Because I want to do the things of God.
因为我是要做神所要我做的。
But because I live in this flesh, this weak flesh, sometimes I give into it.
因为我还活在肉体里面，我有时候会有肉体上的软弱。
Often.
常常的。
So do you.
你也是。
Now let's meditate for a few moments on these two final incentives, and especially how they relate to saving faith.
让我们来思想这两点，尤其是关于我们这个得救的信心。
I don't know if this will translate, but let me ask you this.
让我们我来问你一个问题。
Can you trust Jesus savingly and not love him?
你相信主耶稣能救你，可是你却不爱他吗？
Evidently, John does not think so.
约翰并不是这样想的。
Because the issue in this passage is whether you love God or you love the world.
因为这个经文里面就说你不是就是爱神，不是就是爱世界。
And notice the result is you either die with the world or you live with God forever.
结果就是你会跟世界一起灭亡，或者是跟神一起永活。
Perhaps even as I say this, you might be saying, well, Ed, I don't feel very much love for God right now.
那或者是你说Ed, 我觉得我不是很爱神。
There are two possible reasons.
有两个可能的原因。
One, you may not be born again.
第一可能就是你还没有重生。
And Jesus said, you must be born again.
主耶稣说你必须要重生。
It is possible that you are only a cultural Christian.
可能你是一个文化基督徒。
You may have developed patterns of religious talk and behavior because your parents passed it on to you.
可能因为你的父母把你养大，在言谈上面你都好像很像一个基督徒。
Or you may have developed this sense of religiousness because it was socially acceptable.
可能因为在社会里面人家都是这样子的，好像有宗教感的，那你就这样子也好像一个很有宗教的人。
Or just because your peers acted and talked that way.
或者是你的同伴都是这样子的。
You may never have experienced a real change by the power of the Holy Spirit in your life.
圣灵的能力并没有在你的生命当中做了改变的工作。
Paul said in 2 Timothy 3 these words.
保罗在提摩太后书这样说。
I'll just read the passage and then you can read it, chapter 3. Here's what Paul said, but realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious, gossips without self-control, brutal, haters of God, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Sounds like us, right? Verse 5. Holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, avoid such men.
这是在这个提摩太后书第三章第一节，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，旁毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，还有卖主卖友，任意挽回，自高自大， 爱宴乐不爱神，有金钱的外貌却背了金钱的实意，这个像不像我们自己呢？
Now, if you are among that number, I urge you this morning to turn your heart, even right now in this moment, to the Lord Jesus.
假如你觉得你自己是这样的话，我劝你现在马上就来向主来悔改。
Ask Him to give you a new heart.
让他给你一个新的生命。
A heart that believes in Him, that trusts in Him alone, and that loves Him.
一个新的心来。真的依靠他，相信他。
This morning might be your day of salvation.
可能今天救恩就临到你了。
Don't put it off if that's you.
不要再延迟。
The second other possibility is that you might truly be born again, but your love for God has grown cold and weak.
但是第二就是你可能已经重生了，可是你爱神的心已经慢慢的冷淡下来。
Sometimes I feel that way.
有时候我觉得我自己就是这样。
Maybe you've tasted what it means to have a heart for God.
可能已经尝到爱神是怎么样的。
You can recall how once you felt like knowing Him was better than anything.
你曾记得你刚刚认识他的时候，你认识主，你觉得比一切都宝贵。
I can remember shortly after getting saved, sharing my testimony.
我记得我刚刚得救的时候，我就分享我的见证。
And trust me, I was a messed up and confused young person.
你知道那个时候我是一个很年轻的年轻人，可是我在各方面都是很混乱。
I gave my life to Jesus when I was 20.
我二十岁的时候才把我的生命交给神。
And I would tell people I had everything else, but now that I met Jesus.There's nothing else I want.
我本来什么都有，但是现在因为我已经遇见主了，我什么都不要，我只要主。
I don't always feel like that.
我不是常常有这种感觉的。
Maybe you don't either.
或者是你也没有。
Maybe this morning your wick is smoldering.
可能今天你像一根蜡烛，已经快要点燃完了。
The prescription for this ailment is quite the same.As those who might be seeking a new birth this morning.
对你的症状，我要给你的药，就是跟要一个人要寻求新生命的一样。
The same Spirit that gives new life nourishes life.
圣灵可以给你新的生命，也能够喂养你这个生命。
Yield yourself this morning to the Holy Spirit.
今天我们就要把心交给圣灵。
Don't be content in your lukewarmness if that's how you feel.
不要不冷不热就很满足。
This morning, let's together pursue a new passion for the Lord Jesus.
真是对神有一个追求渴慕的热情。
Whichever of these groups you are in,
或者是你在这两个两组人的当中。
Or maybe you're here this morning full of the love of God.
或者是你已经完全的爱慕神。
Let the remaining admonitions of this text stir you to count everything as rubbish compared to the glory, to the excitement, to the fulfillment of knowing the Lord Jesus above all other things.
让这一段的经文继续的让你的心真是以认识耶稣基督为至宝，其他世上的一切都是粪土。
According to verse 15 of our text this morning,
我们这个经文第十五节这样说。
If your love for God is cool, it's because the love of this world is pushing out the love of God.
假如你的心对神越来越冷淡，因为你爱世界的心越来越强了。
The love for this, as an old preacher would say, this old world cannot coexist with the love of God.
我们爱神与爱世界的心不能同时存在。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, do not love the world or the things in the world.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不要爱世界和其中的事。
This morning, wherever your heart might long for the things of the world.
今天，无论你的心在爱慕世上的什么东西。
Seek to replace that longing with the Lord.
希望我们能够以爱神的心来代替。
With His word and with His will.
用他的话语，用他的旨意。
Whatever object of love God has brought to your mind this morning, write it down somewhere on your bulletin. Right now, if God has put something on your heart, some love of the world that is squeezing out a love for God, write it down somewhere on your bulletin right now.
假如今天神提醒你，你爱慕的世上的东西已经慢慢的代替了你爱神的心。
It'll be tragic if we sit in here and hear the word of God and hear from God and walk away and do nothing about it.
假如今天你听了这个信息却无动于衷，真是一个悲剧了。Then
take this bulletin with the thing you've written down today.
今天你把你写下来的这张纸拿回家。
Before you go to bed, find some scripture verse that deals with that.
你睡觉以前你就拿这样子出来看，然后看圣经有哪一段的话语。
Find some passage of scripture, some chapter in the Bible, some book of the Bible that deals with that issue.
某一章某一节可以帮助你能够舍弃你这个所爱的,
and ask God to give you a new passion to do His will.
让神让你的心再一次热情地要来追求神所爱的神的旨意。
Friends, listen, if Elijah came to me and he said, Daddy, give me whatever it will take to make me an obedient child.
假如我的儿子来跟我说，爸爸，你给我这个东西，假如真是让我能够让你高兴的话。How
many seconds do you think it would take me to give it to him?
你相信，假如他这样问我，我会不会马上给他呢？这个。
I want him to be obedient.
我要他能够顺服我。
I want him to be a blessing.
我希望他成为一个祝福。
How much more infinitely so our loving Father wants us to be a blessing.
那我们的天父岂不也是这样吗？
The world is passing away, but he who does the will of God will live forever.
这个世界要过去，可是爱神跟遵行他旨意的人要永远长存。
We're going to be talking about the will of God for the next few weeks in the English service.
在英文堂我们会继续讲神的旨意。
But I just leave you with this thought this morning.
在我完以前我要讲这个信息。
Knowing and doing the will of God begins with knowing the Word of God.
我们认识神的旨意要从认识他的话语开始。
And submitting ourselves to doing it.
让我们也能够顺服神，也来做他的旨意。
Please do not leave here this morning just hearing the Word of God.
请你离开这个会场以前不要只是听到这个信息。
Make a commitment this morning to take a step in being a doer and a pursuer of the will of God.
我们就坚定有一个心智能够来真的要追求认识神的旨意。
Let's pray together.
让我们祷告。
Father, we have heard you speak this morning through your word.
天父，经过你的话语，你对我们说话。
If there's been anything that I have said that has distracted anyone from your will, please help those words just fall to the ground.
假如我讲的没有让大家能够遵循你的旨意的话，请你拿开这些话语。
But may our hearts hear very clearly what you are saying to us this morning.
让我们的心真的清楚地听到你要对我们所说的话。
Lord, even in this still moment, may there be someone in this room or a few people who realize that they have not been born again.
或者是我们当中有人还没有重生得救的。
Would they realize that the passion for this world is what's been driving them?
让他们知道他们爱世界的心就是在推动他们的心。
And this morning, Lord, would you give them a new heart to do the will of God?
主啊，我真是恳求你要给他们一个信心，让他们来遵行你的旨意。
For others of us, help us to turn, Lord, from the things of the world to the things of God.
其他的人，主啊，我们真是愿意 不要再爱慕这个世界上面的事物，而是来爱慕神你自己。
Help us to take a step today to know your will.
让我们踏出一步来更多的明白你的旨意。
Particularly in the areas that we already know we're struggling in.
尤其是在我们已经在有困难这方面。
And may those struggles be replaced for a passion for the Lord Jesus.
让我们这些困扰真是能够用爱神你的心来代替。
We commit ourselves to you for your honor and your glory.
我们再一次把我们自己交在你的手里面，真是要荣耀神你自己。
Amen.
Amen.